Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Now we're talking music. Cheap Trick doesn't make bad songs. And that's a fact.
Scientific fact. It's been tested.
It has been tested time and time again. If you missed the news earlier today, the Pittsburgh Steelers have picked up Aaron Rodgers as their next quarterback. So there was that.
Going to be another fun year for Scott watching football. Hey, you can watch the Chiefs.
I do watch the Chiefs. Just because I'm a Steelers fan since I was a little kid doesn't mean I can't be a Chiefs fan too. Do you not like two teams at the same time?
There wasn't enough lightning rods in Pittsburgh, apparently.
Man.
Let's add one more.
Boy.
Yeah.
It'll be a fun season of rebuilding again. I can't wait. They caught the escaped Johnson County inmate who walked away from his job release detail. Minimum security inmate who failed to return to a Johnson County Corrections facility last week has been captured in Kansas City, Missouri. Anthony Mansfield, 36 years of age, was taken into custody without incident by U.S. Marshals on the evening of June 4th. That would have been last night. He had been on escape status since May 28th after failing to report back to the Johnson County Department of Corrections Residential Center following a work release assignment.
He was initially serving 8 months for whatever he did. I can't remember.
Property crimes.
Property crimes. Thank you. Now, since he escaped and then crossed a state line, he will be serving many more than 8 months.
What was the work detail? Was he like working on a chain gang or something?
No, they allow you to go get, you know, they want to encourage you to get back out into society, get, you know, all right, you screwed up.
It's a minimal security facility, so it's basically just like apartment living.
Yeah, but you're a ward of the state.
Okay, yeah.
So basically, the adult detention facility, for lack of a better term, and to borrow Sam's, is your apartment.
So you can walk out and go down the street and get some milk and all that. You just got to check in, check out.
I think you're allowed to leave for work and come back from work.
Okay.
And then here's my guess, and I'm not saying that this was his case. My guess is that they are very stringent on alcohol and drug testing. And I'm not saying that had anything to do with him just walking away. But, you know, you're leaving for work today at 8 o'clock. So get in the car at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, whatever. We'll get you there at 8:30. And your boss says you're getting off tonight at 5. We're going to be there at 5:01. Be ready to come back. And or maybe you're allowed to drive yourself or take public transportation. I have no idea. I've never been in prison.
I was going to say, how do you know so much about this?
Frequent flyer.
I've never been in prison.
Is that what those people are waiting outside the studio at 6:01?
None of your business, Commander. Look the other way. Thank you.
We had that caller the one time. He was like, yeah, I spent a few years as a guest of the state.
Yes.
Guest. Be our guest.
Anyway.
Glad they caught him.
He is back in custody. My guess is that he is not going to be on a work release detail for a while.
If I remember correctly, he was pretty close to getting out, too. Like, he was in month seven.
So why?
Yeah.
All you've got to do is play by the rules a little bit longer.
What kind of jobs are they getting out of these work release programs?
Again, I've never been in prison.
Is it someone like making my sandwich or my burrito bowl?
Well,
it Chipotle?
Could be. Well, for example, when I was growing up in Lansing-Leavenworth, for example, the people who would bag your groceries at the commissary were from the disciplinary barracks.
Oh.
Now, it's my understanding, and I haven't been up to the commissary since I was
usually high school kids now.
Probably 22 years old. I think that's when I lost my military ID card because I graduated college.
Where'd you lose it? Oh, okay.
No, I graduated college, so it's no longer
valid.
Well,
he became a visitor of the state, and so they took it from him.
I wasn't a visitor. I was a guest. I was a guest of the state. And they used to have the prisoners from the USDB bag your groceries at the commissary, and they were even allowed to go outside while you pull up your car, and they would put your groceries in the trunk. And then they'd go back into the commissary and bag somebody else's groceries. Mm. Now, it was very obvious that they were members of the USDB based on what they wore. And then also, when I was in high school in Lansing, and I still think we need to get back to this. I don't know why this program stopped, but we had the cleanest danged highways up in Lansing because the low threat or minimum security prisoners from the penitentiary in Lansing, which is right on Main Street, they would bring them out on a bus
and
they
clean the highway.
And they would clean up K-7 Highway.
Yeah.
You would never see a piece of trash on K-7 Highway in Lansing or south of Lansing because the prisoners were always cleaning up.
Okay.
All the time. And, you know, you drive around this city and we've heard the complaints, and I get it. It's obnoxious about how dirty the highways are. Why not? And I'm just spitballing here. These guys are locked. I mean, they would love to get out and just hang out and, you know, put them on a chain gang. Who cares? And get them out on 435 and they get to pick up trash or Shawnee Mission Parkway out west in Western Shawnee.
Concerns over forced labor and exploitation of the prisoners.
Inside the prison, they cook the food. They hand out the food. Mm-hmm. They make license plates sometimes in some states. Mm-hmm. They're forced to clean.
Mm-hmm. And you know who's not inside the prison to see it and potentially sue them? Everybody else.
So wait, what were you just reading that off of?
I just Googled, why did they stop prisoner cleanup projects?
Okay.
Forced labor?
And the ACLU says, due to exploitation of incarcerated workers.
Here's what you do.
And the perception of, quote, forced labor.
Okay, here's how you get around that. Because I guarantee you that there isn't a prisoner in Lansing. Well, there probably is one or two. Who is minimum security, short on their time, right? About to get out. Who wouldn't jump at the chance of going outside and outside the walls. Because I bet there's not a lot of grass inside the Lansing Penitentiary.
Well, how about this? How about you incentivize it for the people who are the nonviolent offenders that are on something? So you say, hey, if you're interested in possible terms for an early release, come on out, join the chain gang, come out, pick up the highways. And this goes towards credit, towards maybe part of your stay as a guest of the state.
You mean you might get an extra Pop-Tart on your commissary
You
gift
actually
card?
Get Marriott Bonvoy points, I think, too.
And so if you could get them to volunteer to do this, whether that's a great idea, incentivize them to do it. You'll get extra commissary points, you know, more time outside at the gym. You
become a silver member, get an extra night.
Yeah.
Think about the prisoners, Scott. We can't have it look like they're being forced to work.
Isn't part of rehabilitation in your debt to society sort of giving back, I would think? I mean,
they
make people
about the prisoners.
And what's in
We
Sam,
are.
So, and I'm not you, Sam. I'm asking the universe this. What is community service when you get in trouble? That's you're repaying a debt to society
Great
in a different
point.
Way.
Great
is
point.
Is that forced labor?
I'm being
We know.
Mic drop.
We're well aware because of the tone of your voice.
But the prisoners, Scott.
I know. I know, Sam. Oh,
their livelihood.
But what is community service if not forced labor?
It's exactly forced labor. And to your point, that's exactly what goes on inside the jail. But if it's going on inside the jail, nobody they can't be sued.
Well, I would love for some politician to figure out a way to allow the Lansing prisoners to start cleaning up 435, K7, Highway 5, Shawnee Mission Parkway, you name it. I mean, get them out for 8 hours a day, and don't give them one of those little sticks with the sharp thing on the end. They get the claws, the little plastic claws, and they can walk up and down the highway.
Don't want us to give them weapons, is what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm
saying. Or Shawshank Redemption style, afterwards, after a hard day's work, buy them all some brews, let them sit there, have a beer.
On a hot tar roof.
Yeah, hot tar roof. Have a beer, have a Slurpee.
Talk about their accounting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm cool if my tax dollars go towards that.
Maybe get one of the prisoners to do the warden's taxes. I don't know. I don't know if we're going to have time.
Shine his shoes.
Get a nice poster.
Get a nice poster.
Wow, this is getting deep.
I hope everyone's seen this movie.
If you haven't.
And if not, I'm not. What movie? What are you talking about?
Don't spoil it for him. It's only been out for 35 years. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, don't forget, we are playing Family Feud. With Commander Jesse Reed at 4:30, I am 30-2.
Correction, I'm winning Family Feud.
Look forward to that. Look forward to that. I like your enthusiasm. Tim in Blue Springs. Hello, Tim.
Hello, how are you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
That's good. I'm glad. Hey, I am agreeing with Scott on this as far as like minimum security prisoners going out and doing community service. But I'm looking at it from a different perspective. I have seen, and I've actually been aware of, I've done it myself through Scouts, of going out, doing community service projects, help picking up trash, Eagle projects where they go out and do things to help the community. I've even seen like ROTC people going out picking up trash on the highway. I don't see anything wrong with it. I think it's a good program, and I just agree that for those that are not at risk, should be able to do that. On the same side of the issue, I also believe that if they should break their work release or whatever, they should not get that opportunity again.
I have no problem with that at all.
Yeah. Harumph.
All right. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Mark in Overland Park. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
So, we had a guy that was on work release from the county. He was one of our employees. He was a tradesman, and we would pick him up every morning, and every night we would drop him back off at the facility. And that was part of his thing, was he had to stay employed to be released through that program. Except for the one night he was late. He was a journeyman plumber, and we had a live line blow up on him. And we had to call and let him know that he was going to be late. The other thing is, my dad was a volunteer for work release prisoners in Wisconsin growing up. And they had to have a job, which they go out and work at, and they come back. And my dad found over the years he did it that there were certain inmates that they realized they could not make it on the outside, and they would just walk away from work release. They'd be gone a day or two. They'd show up at somebody's back door or front door, knock and say, hey, I'm a prisoner. Please take me back.
Wow.
Because they wanted to go back behind the wall.
Mark, you said one of the guys was a journeyman plumber?
Yes.
I was curious about the different jobs that you can that they'll allow you to hold. I mean, I'm guessing you're not going to be like a stockbroker or something like that, but...
No. With the work release that when I was a kid, a lot of them were day laborers. They were farmhands. I lived in rural Wisconsin. Some of them did light construction. It was all to get them a job. Some worked in grocery stores. It was wherever they could get a employer to employ them.
But they could learn a trade in the process, like a journeyman?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Some of them were learning a trade. Like one of the guys that my dad mentored became a diesel mechanic. That's what he became.
Hmm. All right. Hey, Mark, thank you for the call, man. Be well.
Yeah.
Yeah. No
All right,
problem.
You take care. I'm assuming they're not going to let them be stockbrokers.
Sorry.
And probably not elementary school teachers would be my guess.
Probably not police officers.
Probably not. Radio host, very qualified. Very qualified.
Well, you would know.
It's a requirement.
I do know.
You have to be a degenerate to.
I do know. I have some very sad news for you, Jesse.
Uh-oh.
This is from CNN. Hooters has abruptly closed dozens of locations just a few months after the chicken wing chain filed for bankruptcy and proclaimed it wasn't, quote, going anywhere.
Did they close the one in Jalalabad, Afghanistan?
What happened to the re-hooterification or whatever they said it was called?
The what?
Re-hooterification?
Yeah, they said they were re-hooterizing Hooters.
After careful, I'm quoting here from a company spokesperson, after careful consideration of what is needed to best position our company for the future. Stop it.
Position, I'm sorry, go on with the position.
Hooters made the difficult decision to close certain company-owned locations. A specific list of closures was not released, but local reports reveal that about 30 locations were affected, including several in Florida, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas.
In Afghanistan.
And in Jalalabad, Afghanistan. That is correct. The 42-year-old chain, best known for its orange-clad all-female waitstaff, filed for bankruptcy. It was a very sad day in March.
Are they clad? Barely.
Hooters is selling all of its 100 company-owned restaurants to two franchisee groups that operate Hooters locations in Tampa and Chicago.
You don't remember this, though? Right around the time of them announcing the scare for bankruptcy, they said, we are going to be re-hooterizing the Hooters brand. No more bikini, whatever it was, Wednesdays, I don't know. And they're going to go back to their family-friendly outfits where the shorts are 4 inches long instead of 3.
Shouldn't have bought that Hooters jumbo jet years ago.
Morton Harkett That name may not mean much to you. I'm a huge fan of this band. They to me are more than a one-hit wonder. And I have a lot of their stuff other than their debut record. Morten Harkett has revealed that he has Parkinson's disease. The singer of A-ha, the band behind the 1985 super hit and incredible animated music video yeah. Take on Me, shared the news during an interview with the group's biographer. By the way, they are an incredible band. And they have, if you only know them as Take on Me, they had a new record come out a couple of years ago. And there's a song on that album called As If. And it is beautiful.
Does it have the same 80s feel as Take on Me?
No, not really. I'll try to see if I can find it on YouTube real fast. On that record, they also had The Sun Always Shines on TV, the title song Hunting High and Low. And man, I'm really 80s nerding out on all of you, but I am a huge A-ha fan. They are so much more than just Take on Me.
Speaking of 80s, Evelyn and I were at the store yesterday and I heard Huey Lewis in the News on yeah. the overhead. And I went home and just blasted that album, Sports.
How can
That's
you
such
not?
A good album. Are they Irish?
Norwegian. I just love that song.
I would have never guessed that was A-ha. But now that you mention it, A-ha, it does sound like them.
Get out.
I got no reaction
from
Scott.
Let that one hang there, Scott.
I got no reaction from Scott.
Because he's a guest of the state.
Don't be nice to me. Don't do me any favors.
Fine, I won't.
Let it rip.
When we get
back. Movie shame me, I don't care. Oh, that's right. We're about to get into competition mode here, folks.
We're going to play Family Feud your first time.
Hey, you know what? Beginner's luck worked for me on mixtape when we did it. Three for three.
Would you like to test the buzzers prior to
I would love that.
Going
yeah,
break.
You know what? Is there a delay on my buzzer?
No.
We're going to do a little test on the break. We're going to both hit it at the same time.
Hit that button.
In beyond.
Okay. And then hit your space bar. A little bit louder because mine's obnoxious. And here comes mine.
Okay.
Yours again?
Mine again. Sounds like a phone ringing.
Once you hit that button, you don't have to keep it.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm still new to radio, man.
Take your finger.
Okay, so that's working?
Okay.
Just in there holding the button down?
Yeah, he's holding the news buzzer.
I'm going to wake up
in
a cold sweat nightmare tonight with these buzzers in my head.
Got my finger here and here. All right, we'll play when we get back here on Dan and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
All right, we got a live one here, kids.
Woo!
He's new. He's fresh meat.
He understands the rules.
He does. So here's how it goes. Sam reads the question. You can buzz in at any time. And whoever gets the answer that's highest up, you win that round. If we get to the end of a round and neither one of us have guessed an answer on the board, whoever got the first guess gets another guess, and then the second person gets the second guess.
Okay. Do we do it where in the actual game, the first person buzzes in gets the first stab at it, and then they do a couple more? Is that how it works here?
So you'll get the first stab. Let's say you buzz in first, and Sam can tell who buzzes in first based on the audio levels on the board.
Ah, okay.
Yours will come in on one side, mine on the other, whatever.
Inside baseball.
Yeah, it's way inside baseball. Just follow along. I'll let you know if you won a round or if you've lost a round.
Okay.
All right, Sam, we're ready.
Top five answers are on the board. Point values are always doubled. By the way, if you buzz in before I'm done with the question, I will stop reading it and you have to answer before I finish the question.
That is correct.
Top five answers. Name something that would make you not drive. Scott.
Blind.
Not on the board.
Ooh.
I like where you went with it, though.
My turn?
It's your turn.
Alcohol.
Number one.
Scott.
Can't find keys.
Man, you guys are just going way off where this question went. Jesse, you get one more shot.
Had a guess.
Number five answer on the board. The first four were ice on the roads, heavy fog, rain, and too much traffic.
Jeez Louise.
I don't agree with...
No. Where's this database coming from? Well...
Top five answers. Name something you would bring to a sleepover. Jesse.
Sleeping bag.
Number one.
Number three answer on the board.
Pillow.
Jesse gets this one.
Dang.
Top two were a toothbrush and toothpaste.
I didn't take that to any of my sleepovers as a kid.
Who takes toothpaste to a sleepover, a nerd?
Very proper sleepover.
The list.
They've got their own.
Top five answers. Name the type of monsters in horror movies. Jesse.
Dracula or vampire.
Number one answer on the board.
Man, you are making mincemeat out of me.
Beginner's luck.
Top five answers. Name a popular nickname that you would give to your significant other. Scott by a
Honey.
Hair.
Honey.
Number three.
Baby.
Number one.
I quit.
Score update.
4-0, Sam.
Hey, where's the broom in here?
I'm starting to think you guys are...
I need to do some sweeping.
I think you're in cahoots.
Top five answers. Keep it clean.
That's
Name
a good...
something your lips are good for. Scott.
Kissing.
Number one answer on the board.
Sweep my ass.
I was going to say whistling, so you would have got me anyway.
Top five answers. Name an iconic cartoon character. Scott.
Bugs Bunny.
Number two.
Fred Flintstone.
I'm going to get this
Scott
point.
Gets that one. Mickey Mouse was number one.
Oh.
Top five answers. What are some sports that involve water? Jesse.
Polo. Water polo.
Scott.
Swimming.
Number one answer on the board.
It is 4-3. We still have plenty of time.
Okay.
Top five answers. Name something you might break. Scott.
A bone.
It is 4-4, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years.
You're pressing the buzzer before the question's done.
That's perfectly legal.
Okay, true.
All Top right. five answers. Name a food that would make you lick your...
Fried chicken.
Number one answer on the board.
Oh!
It's finger looking good. KFC, it's in the name.
A little competitive over there?
That was the last the last word in the question.
Scott.
Yes?
Tell me you're not competitive.
I want to win.
Okay.
What are we playing to? Seven?
Play till 4:44.
Oh, okay. We're just going to keep going. I like it. Top five answers. Name something that you would forget when you leave the house. Jesse.
Wallet.
Number two.
Phone.
Number four. Number one was keys.
Well, you didn't get very far then, did you?
How'd you get in the car? Morons.
Top five answers. Name something your child won't eat. Ooh, Scott by a hair.
Brussels sprouts.
Number two.
And they're so good, by the way.
Lima beans.
No.
That was two.
Beans was number three. Okay. Broccoli was number one.
I was going to say broccoli. I was going to say broccoli, too.
I love broccoli too much, though.
I thought Brussels sprouts would be bigger.
Kids love broccoli. It's like one of the few things they'll eat.
Top five answers. What would someone do after a breakup? Scott.
Cry.
Number one.
Six to six.
We got a lot of things.
Top five answers. Name something that people throw away. Scott by a hair.
Crap.
He didn't finish.
Soda cans.
Am I able to finish the question for Jesse?
You have to finish the question for Jesse.
The rest of the question is every single day. Soda cans is not on the list.
Something that, a tissue, like to blow your nose.
Jess, that was a bad one.
Yeah, what?
Gah! Paper towel?
Yep.
Number three.
You get a shot.
My shot.
Don't miss.
Every single day.
There is a time limit.
Oh, there is. What's the time limit, by the way?
Arbitrary, so I can answer.
He said paper towels.
I did.
I'm going to say leftovers.
Number one is on the board with food. Number two is garbage.
Well, isn't anything you throw away technically garbage?
Guys, we're overthinking
it. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
We're thinkers.
Challenging the list again. Top five answers. What is something that you would find in a museum? Jesse.
A painting.
I'll give it to you. Number one answer on the board. Artwork.
Artwork.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing.
What's the score real quick? Score
it's
update?
Eight to six.
Top five answers. What are some popular lucky charms? Scott.
Rabbit's foot.
Number one answer on the board.
And by the way, we'll keep going until 4:44 when it hits 4:44 exactly.
We got 1 minute.
One more question after 4:44.
Okay.
All right.
Name something you'd eat for breakfast. Scott.
Cereal.
Number four.
Wow.
Eggs.
Number two, bacon. Number one.
All right, let's move it along. We're short on time.
What are things you leave in your car? Scott.
My joke answer is going to be kids.
That is not a joke answer.
that was the first thing that popped in my mind. My real answer is my purse.
No.
You have a purse?
No, but I was thinking what the top answer
cell phone.
No.
What?
Keys.
No.
Wallet.
Next question.
No, oh, I guess that's a purse.
The answers you were looking for were phone chargers.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Let's move.
Name things that you usually get in the mail. Scott.
Letters.
Number one answer on the board.
All right, now wait. Bills. I can tie it with the first question after 4:44, or I can lose outright.
What are some of the world's largest countries? Jesse.
Russia.
Number one answer on the board.
Let's go.
One more question.
That's it. I can't win, but
name
let's
some
go.
Reasons why you'd cancel plans. Jesse again.
Well, now I'm just going to make it funny because I've already won. Washing my hair.
Scott.
Drunk. I don't care.
You're upset.
Do you hear that sound? It's going to haunt you tonight.
You're haunting me right now.
Oh, man, Scott, what's our record now? Him on the buzzer,
30 and 3.
That's all right.
Had the quicker buzzer and just not getting the right answers.
I'll be all right.
That's beginner's luck.
Quick break. Jesse Reed filling in for Dana Wright. My name's
Scott. As he stretches braggadociously.
Oh, enough. Tough guy. All right. I fly fighter jets. And I'm really handsome and well-built.
That's what the danger zone feels
Nobody
like.
Nobody likes you right now.
That's what the danger zone feels like.
913-586-7798. You're on Dana and Parks. As a pilot, you will find this story interesting, Mr. Reed.
Wait, where's the trophy?
There is no trophy. Oh, okay, it's just bragging.
It's in the ladies' room. I was trying to quote top your favorite movie.
Yeah, you can go find the trophy in the ladies' room.
The alternates.
Yes, that's right. Earlier this week, the first ever passenger flight of an electric-powered plane in North America glided down onto the tarmac at JFK with little more than a whisper. The quiet milestone has big implications for the future of aviation, says Kyle Clark, the pilot of the flight and the CEO of Beta Technologies, says, and I quote, "We've drastically lowered the cost of flying, increased the safety, and reduced the noise of the airplane all concurrently. The 49-minute, 72 nautical mile jaunt from East Hampton to Queens was fueled by just $8 worth of electricity. But it was the culmination of years of development. Clark, who's 45 years old, studied engineering at Harvard, launched Beta in 2017. He's since raised more than $1 billion in funding from investors such as the Qatar Investment Authority, Fidelity, and Amazon." Quoting here from, who's this cat? Oh, same guy, Clark. "I would never compare ourselves to the Wright brothers, but creating a new form of air transportation will be transformative for our society."
Compare yourself to the Wright? Simmer down.
Yeah. Follow-up question. How big was this airplane?
Okay, that's a very good question. You share your thoughts on this, and then I'll keep looking.
I mean, this will be fantastic. The problem with just electrically powered any sort of vehicle is the power issue. You know, a jumbo jet airliner, a cargo plane is carrying, I mean, these things are 400,000 pounds fully loaded in some cases.
Oh,
maybe
here,
even more.
Here it is. Electric powered aircraft that seats five. Four passengers and one pilot.
Yeah, so this is a very, very, very small step. Not to compare it to
a
moon
giant
landing.
Leap.
For a giant leap for moon walk faking.
I mean, this will not go much further until we can perfect a lighter battery technology.
The amount
lighter,
of thrust,
I mean, doesn't weigh as much.
The amount of thrust that an engine that runs on fossil fuels produces is cannot be replicated by electrical engines right now. It physically cannot be done.
And it would be propeller-based, obviously. What are you creating with the battery that would be similar to a jet engine?
Yeah.
And so when you look at propeller-based and how much energy it's going to take to turn however many propellers you need to fly a commercial airliner, the amount of batteries that you would need to create that amount of energy would make it so that it literally would not fly.
Yeah, but yeah. I bet when the Wright brothers, who this guy foolishly mildly compared himself to, when they were literally pedaling their way into the air, never thought that in 60 years that a man would land on the moon.
Yeah. Now, I'm not calling myself Einstein here.
Or did he?
Simmer down, boys.
I'm not calling myself Einstein here, but... And Sam, I bet you know some of those. You know a lot about everything. Fuel cell technology. I think that's where the future of aviation might go.
Certainly, we need a more fuel efficient, and I don't mean fuel like gasoline. I mean whatever they're using to power the systems, fuel efficient option. But electricity is not going to get it done with the modern battery technology that we have, because that's a major issue with electric cars is the sheer weight. You know, when you drive an electric vehicle, you have to get tires more often.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the car is on average 2,000 pounds heavier than a similarly sized vehicle.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Why are they so much heavier?
Because lithium ion batteries of that size are very heavy.
Huh. And occasionally flammable.
Always flammable.
Yeah. You guys weirded me out last time. I had to have my lady friend run home and unplug the stupid weed eater battery.
By the way, I have a battery powered weed eater.
Same.
The second that I have enough money to buy a gas powered one, I will be buying.
I'm telling you, Sam, I'm about I'm a back hair away from throwing that thing out.
Okay, so what's happened? Because I need to know this because I have one too. I was weed eating last weekend and I noticed the battery got real hot as I let that thing.
No,
run
that's
for a
not
while.
My. That's not been my experience necessarily. My experience, and I bought mine several years, many years ago. But you know, insert your Western Shawnee joke here. I have a guy cut my grass. I have him cut my grass because I hate mowing grass.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't own a lawnmower.
Does he wear a tuxedo?
No.
Is his name Bentley?
No, his name is Nick. He's a very nice man.
Juilliard.
Okay. See, I knew it. But I'm very particular, and he weed eats and he does a very nice job. But I'm very particular. I like to see a little bit of soil between the sidewalk and where the grass starts. I want it to be perfectly manicured. Mm-hmm. So I've had for years my own weed eater. And this was long before Nick started mowing my grass out in Western Shawnee. But when I use that weed eater now, even if the battery has been charging for a day, it will be out of power within less than 10 minutes.
So just buy a new battery.
That's where you screw up.
Why?
If you go online and then buy some cheap generic Chinese battery, those are the ones that catch on fire.
And the brand name battery.
Go to Home Depot and buy an actual real battery for it.
What I'm going to do is go get one that's either on a cord or one that's gas powered.
For the cost of two batteries, you could buy one gas powered weed eater and never have this problem again.
But then you got to fill it with gas.
Not a lot.
Okay.
It's just a tiny little.
And now you're
tank.
That guy that's like outside on Sunday, like,
yeah, baby.
I got 1/10 of my yard weed eated before the battery died.
Yeah. That's been my experience too now. It dies.
I've got that Ryobi brand from Home Depot. It's been good to me.
Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.